Lena Horne turns 90 this weekend. The singer and star is a pioneer who blazed a trail in Hollywood for black entertainers with such films as Cabin in the Sky and Stormy Weather. Both movies showcased all-star casts of African-American actors. To help us celebrate, we spoke with film historian Donald Bogle about Lena Horne's career and her mark on popular culture.
I think that we should celebrate Lena Horne's 90th birthday by really understanding the way that she opened the doors for so many other people to follow, by understanding the tensions and the conflicts that she had to endure in order to be on screen, and to understand that we can still enjoy her music and that we can still be affected by the songs that she sang and the style in which she did sing them.
All I have in life is gone, stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time.
Her Hollywood career didn't work out the way that she wanted it to, but nonetheless, she broke down a significant barrier in the early 1940s. Lena Horne had been a singer, and she was an East Coast singer, and she came to the West Coast in the early 40s, was spotted by talent scout from MGM Studios, then the most powerful of the Hollywood studios, and she was signed to this big contract. But black women before Lena Horne in the movies usually played these giggling maids. You might see a Hattie McDaniel in Gone with the Wind or a Louise Beavers. And these were women who were mammy types, and they were nurturing and very much de-sexed, de-glamorized. And so Lena Horne did usher in this new image. Lena Horne was the first African-American woman in Hollywood to be fully glamorized, fully publicized by her studio, and Lena Horne was able to hold on to her poise and her dignity. Some people don't see much value in glamour or sex appeal or whatever, but those things are important in many ways, and Lena Horne was able to give us that, and we can see links between Lena Horne through Dorothy Dandridge, through Diana Ross, to Whitney Houston, right up to Beyonce today, and quite frankly, in that evolutionary chain, those links, there really couldn't be a Beyonce without a Lena Horne.
You got to believe in the magic right there in your heart. Go ahead, believe all these things, not because I told you to.
I would like to, I wish I could sing it to you, Lena, but I'd like to say happy birthday, Lena Horne, and 90 more to come.
We do, too. That was Donald Bogle, author of Bright Boulevard's Bold Dreams, The Story of Black Hollywood. Lena Horne celebrates her 90th birthday this Saturday, June 30th. Happy birthday, Lena.